3/4. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Nissan with the 100% electric, no gas Nissan Leaf. Innovation for the planet, innovation for all. Details at NissanUSA.com.
Political analysis with Jeff Shapiro is made possible by HCA Virginia Health System, honoring the doctors and nurses of Johnston Willis Hospital, who earned the Joint Commission's Certificate of Distinction for the Management of Brain Tumors, CJWMedical.com. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, as he does every Friday morning at this time, for analysis of Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne. Good to be back.
George Allen announced that he's going to announce what we already suspected, that he's going to run again for the Senate.
Salome had her dance of the seven veils. George Allen, his dance of the seven jockstraps. No surprise here that he wants the Senate seat he lost to Jim Webb narrowly in 2006. Of course, Jim Webb's reaction is basically, you know, so what? I've got, you know, more important things to do, like, you know, the nation's business. More about that. But the manner in which George Allen announced is interesting. Online, basically taking it over the heads of the press. Let's put it this way, kind of a segment of the larger political world with which he's been having some difficulty, largely because of the continuing fallout from that verbal miscue, Makaka, and many of the related interests or related complications. The former governor and senator says that absent in the United States Senate is a Virginia voice, Virginia values. And he's been taking to the airwaves, Fox, for example, and online interviews with publications such as the National Review, talking about how he would be a better candidate. And he says, yes, his behavior in 06 was hurtful. But then he goes out and zaps Jim Webb, essentially, as a toady, you know, to those big spending liberals in Washington, Pelosi, Reid, you name it. Sure, Jim Webb is silent. I think the conventional wisdom is that he's probably going to run again. But George Allen is still looking at some complications for that Republican nomination. Jamie Ratke, a Tea Party activist, has already declared for the Republican nomination, and she's already spent part of this week in Washington talking with Tea Party senators, Jim DeMint of South Carolina among them.
Let's turn now to the General Assembly, which is still in session. That repeal amendment, popular with Republicans, got through the House of Delegates.
No surprise there. With that big Republican majority, this being an election year, the House Republicans intent on underscoring their conservative bona fides. Of course, the repeal amendment is this somewhat complex initiative. Making a long story short, it would allow the states to scuttle laws, regulations, federal laws and regulations it deems offensive. But, you know, it's interesting. It's not so cut and dry among conservative Republicans. I mean, Bob Marshall, as reliable a conservative Republican as they come, is among the most outspoken opponents of the repeal amendment. He sees it as a mischief maker. I mean, what would stop the Virginia legislature, for example, from voting to repeal an arms treaty, which has the force of law? Now, over on the Senate side, Mark Obenchain, state senator, Republican from Harrisonburg, bucking for the lieutenant governor's nomination in 2013, he's making a big deal out of this, and an even bigger deal about some of the questionable parliamentary tactics that Senate Democrats are using to kill this. Bottom line is, it's not likely that the repeal amendment is going to be passed, but it is certainly going to be a talking point in the election ahead.
Meanwhile, some Democrats are trying to get through legislation what the governor refused to do by executive order, and that is to grant protection to gay state workers.
Yes, just as the repeal amendment is red meat to Republicans, this initiative is red meat for Democrats. The idea here, of course, is that there should be force of law to protect gay state workers from discrimination in the workplace. This is going to go out of the Senate. It's not going anywhere in the House. And it is just an opportunity for the Democrats to, you know, pick away at Republicans as intolerant and unrealistic.
Jeff, we have about a minute and a half almost. Well, Senate Democrats, surprisingly, maybe some of them at least, are lining up behind the governor's road package.
Yes. What happened to the loyal opposition? And some of those Democrats are pretty important Democrats. Chuck Colgan, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and Ed Houck, who would like to be the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. Chuck Colgan is retiring this year, and if the Democrats hold the Senate, and they hope to, Houck would move into the chairmanship, presumably move into the chairmanship. A lot of this has to do, of course, with the campaign ahead. The Democrats don't want to set themselves up as a target for the governor and Republicans as somehow becoming obstructionists. The problem, of course, with the transportation plan is that it is dependent on debt, and that concerns a lot of Republicans. And the Democrats were the first to really yowl about that, and yet they seem to be dialing back somewhat in terms of their rhetoric and their rage.
Jeff, we have less than 30 seconds. You want to talk about that autism bill just real briefly?
Oh, yes. The kinder, gentler Republicans, of course. This is a bill that creates a mandate. Republicans always complain about health care mandates. And it would provide some insurance coverage for the treatment of autism. The Republicans are clearly looking for some kind of a talking point, trying to come across as friendlier and less hostile to ordinary Virginians.
Thanks, Jeff Shapiro, for his political news analysis. It's 8:40.